All the world knew that a maester forged his silver link when he had learned the art of healing. But the world preferred to forget that men who knew how to heal also knew how to kill. Cressen no longer recalled the name the Yashai gave the leaf, or the lysine poison as the crystal. In the citadel it was simply called the strangler. Dissolved in wine, it would make the muscles of a man's throat clench tighter than any fist, shutting off his windpipe. They said a victim's face turned as purple as the little crystal seed from which his death was grown. But so too did a man choking on a morsel of food. And this very night Lord Stannis would feast his bannermen, his lady wife, and the red woman, Melisande of Ashai.
"I must rest," Maester Cressen told himself. "I must have all my strength come dark. My hands must not shake, nor my courage flag. It's a dreadful thing I do, yet it must be done. If there are gods, surely they will forgive me."
He had slept so poorly of late, a nap would refresh him for the ordeal ahead. Wearily he tottered off to his bed. Yet when he closed his eyes, he could still see the light of the comet, red and fiery, and vividly alive amidst the darkness of his dreams.